41, 48, 47.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It is Monday morning, September 29th, 13 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock and 73 degrees at our studios. And I'm joined now, Holly Paulson with me this morning from the Red Oak First United Methodist Church. Although, Holly, pull that mic up there just a little bit closer.
Okay.
And we're not necessarily going to talk about the United Methodist Church, but we are going to.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to talk about a community choir.
Yes.
Okay. Holly. So first off, you attend the Red Oak First United Methodist Church, correct?
I do. Yeah.
And we spoke in the past about a thrift store.
Yeah.
Tell me how that's going.
Wow. It's really amazing. Well.
Do you need things at the thrift store or people donate? What's going on with the thrift store?
It's mind-boggling. We started the store a couple years ago. And it's called the Second Chance Thrift Store.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 6th Street in Hammond in the basement of the First United Methodist Church. And we had a rummage sale 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And when people checked out, we said, we're thinking of starting a thrift store. Would you be interested? And whoa, the response was overwhelming. People were saying, I already have things to bring and I'll volunteer and oh, I'd love it. And so we opened, and it has gone crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have about a dozen volunteers from church and a few volunteers from the community, which we love.
Mm-hmm.
And people in Red Oak have fabulous taste. We get the most wonderful donations all the time. People bring in every description, every size of everything, and sometimes it sells before we get it tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We've had many people say, well, I was going to bring in such and such, but a lady outside asked to buy it before I got in the door.
Well, that you're getting some top quality merchandise.
Oh, yeah, we do.
There you go.
And the thing is, it's just such a cool place to hang out, you know?
Okay.
Somebody said, when I came in, it sounded like a family reunion. People were hugging and laughing and talking. And we have a place we have a community table where we have hot tea and iced tea.
Okay.
If you need a break or if husbands are just tired of walking around and looking at stuff they're not going to buy. And we have lots of variety. We've got clothes, housewares, furniture, pictures, appliances, small appliances.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole room full of children's and babies' clothes and accessories.
Yes.
And it's our happy place for sure.
So that was about 2 years ago,
yeah.
Just a little over
yes.
2 years ago.
Yes, right.
And it's going well.
Actually, our 2-year anniversary is coming up in November.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
right.
So
it's coming up soon.
That's right.
What are your hours there?
Fridays and Saturdays, 9 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was the thing that you thought, this is something we can do. We started
yes,
this.
Yes. And our policy is buy what you need, pay what you can.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing is priced. Just whatever our customers think is a fair price is exactly what we want.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's another idea from Holly.
Yeah. Well,
idea
yeah.
number two. A joyful noise.
Yes.
This is a community choir. So
yes.
How did this idea come about? Fill me in on this, Holly.
I don't know. I think God drops ideas into our heads and then waits for us to be ready to act on it.
Yes.
And so I've been thinking about this for a while. And right now, Pastor Jen is doing a sermon series on how to undivide a very divided country.
Mm-hmm.
The premise is to become purple. Instead of red sides and blue sides, she's showing ways that we can connect and become just a beautiful purple community and country. And so I thought, well, maybe now is the time to start this choir, see if anybody's interested.
Yeah.
Because there's so much anger and negativity in the country, it's hard to be angry and negative when you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
So for 1 hour a week on Thursdays at 5:30, anybody who wants to try it out, come and join, who likes to sing, who likes to hum, doesn't matter how well you sing. It just matters if you want to.
Okay.
And that's why we named it Joyful Noise, because we're not...
That's a biblical reference.
It is. It is. We are going to make a joyful noise to the Lord and to everybody else who hears us.
So, Holly, and by the way, Holly Paulson with us this morning. I want you to tell me when it is, where it is.
Yes.
Do I need to audition? What's the plan going forward? Kind of give me some of those details.
We are so cash. We are going to rehearse Thursdays from 5:30 to 6:30 in the First United Methodist Church Sanctuary.
That's at 6th and Hammond in Red Oak.
Yes, yep. It is. It's 600 East Hammond, or as some people know it, it's above the Second Chance Thrift Store.
There you go. Yes, yeah.
And the entrance is on the north side. It's got room for a cast of thousands, so we're hoping everybody who hears this will at least try it out.
So there's no need to be a congregation member.
Oh, no.
Or
no.
Attend church.
No.
Show
no.
up.
Exactly. Show up.
Okay.
Anybody from age 12 up.
Okay.
Because we figure they can read words and usually sing along pretty well. Our first gig is at the Red Oak Christmas tree lighting on the square.
Okay.
The night after Thanksgiving.
Oh, so we have a time frame here.
I know.
We have a deadline.
Yes. But the thing about a Christmas concert is most people know all the songs already.
That's true.
So we're going to start this Thursday night, and we'll be rehearsing Christmas songs first.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the holidays are over, we might do a little Broadway. We might do a little patriotic. We might do a little Disney. We might, you know. It's just fun songs.
Okay.
You don't have to read music. You don't have to audition. You don't have to have any choir experience. All you need is the desire to sing.
That's it.
And make a joyful noise. That's it.
So you're going to start this Thursday, which is October 2nd.
Yes.
You start at 5:30 and I just have to show up.
Exactly.
You're going to get everybody organized and you're going to start with some Christmas songs because you have a date.
Right.
You have an appointment.
Yeah, we have a big date.
Yes, Thanksgiving weekend. You're going to have your first performance.
Yeah.
So.
And because I'm not a piano player, our first concert will be completely with recorded accompaniments.
Okay.
But we're desperately looking for a piano player, someone who could come and just plunk out our parts if we need them on Thursday evenings.
Okay.
While we're learning the notes and the harmonies and the songs.
Okay.
So if anybody knows someone who can read notes and is familiar with the piano keyboard, we would love to get connected.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you just thought this is a great idea. It'll bring people together.
Exactly. And yeah, it's almost more about feeding the soul and building relationships than it is about musicianship or performance perfection. We're not into that at all. I mean, hopefully we'll have some.
but point taken, though, it's really to bring people together.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that for 1 hour a week, there's guaranteed joy in our lives. No matter what the headlines are, no matter what social media is talking about, it's going to be just a respite where we can come together and just enjoy music and each other. There are no fees.
Okay, so I don't need to call. I don't need to sign up.
No,
there's not going to be like, okay, now I'm in the choir.
That's
now, now you have to pay $10 a month.
No,
none
and
of that.
And if you have a conflict on a Thursday evening, that's okay. You can miss a time or two and probably still catch up pretty easily.
Yeah,
because the music is fun. The music will be relatively easy.
I mean, most people have, I mean, depending on the arrangement and that sort of, most people know a lot of Christmas and holiday type music. Yeah,
that's right. And they're so fun to sing anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, yeah, we're excited about it.
So when you presented this idea to Pastor Jen.
I did.
And she said, what are you doing, Holly? Maybe not. I don't know.
No, actually, her first response is usually, sure, let's try it.
Okay. All right.
And then I started talking to some friends, and their reaction was positive. So I made flyers.
Okay.
and just plastered the town with them. And I talked to Nick Johansson and at the Red Oak Express. Mm-hmm. And I've talked with a lot of people and said, we're going to start a community choir. Pass it on.
Yes. So we're passing it on, right?
Yeah, we are.
So do you have at this point, do you have people that have committed to you
yes.
at this point
yes,
that are going to be there?
Yep.
So
yep.
Very good.
And hopefully they'll show.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully many more people.
Yeah.
And you have plenty of room, right?
We do. In fact, if you're free on Thursdays at 5:30, we would love it if you'd join
I can tell you that you don't want me singing in the choir.
You know, that's what people have said.
There has to be a room for some.
No, no, people are talking about carrying tunes in buckets and paper bags. But this is not a solo opportunity.
Well, that's
and all of our voices are going to blend together
mm-hmm.
to make a joyful noise. And for the most part, I think we're going to be awesome.
So where do you see that going then? You hopefully, I mean, obviously you have a performance date set for Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
And then where do you see that going after that?
Well, during the holidays, a lot of people like music at banquets and meetings and special events.
Mm-hmm.
We are available. We would love to sing at whatever gathering is going on.
Okay.
We don't have a fee for joining.
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty low budget operation.
Well, you have the space. Come
exactly.
in and then
exactly.
you have the space.
We
people
have the space.
Come and
we have
gather
the desire.
And sing.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
I know.
I told you off air. My mind went straight to Andy Griffith. I thought, well, they had a community choir in Mayberry, and Barney worked out.
That's right. Hey,
so,
Barney can do it.
I mean, I think there's an opportunity. So maybe there is an opportunity for me. So.
Yeah.
Holly Paulson with us, by the way, from the Red Oak First United Methodist Church. What else do we need to be aware of, Holly, that you want people to take away from our conversations? I guess, really, if you have a question, if you want to show up on Thursday.
Yes.
Answer your question.
Yes. Or call me at 602-403-1889.
602-403-1889.
And if you can't write that down right now, you can call the Red Oak First United Methodist Church office.
There you go.
And they can connect us.
Okay.
So.
And you can answer any questions that they may have.
Yes. And if I don't know the answer, I'll make something up.
There you go. I like your attitude, Holly. I like your attitude. So.
Yeah. This is going to be a guaranteed joyful hour.
Yeah.
When you leave, you're going to be smiling and maybe even humming.
Laugh a little bit.
Exactly.
Have some fun.
Exactly.
I like
it. Yeah.
We need more people laughing and having fun.
I agree.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. All right, Holly, what else do we need to be aware of? Did we cover
it
all?
I think that about covers it.
Very good.
Yeah.
I hope it is a runaway success,
oh,
and I hope you have more people than you know what to do
with.
Oh,
I would love that.
That would be fantastic.
Thank you.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Holly Paulson with me again. The first practice will be this Thursday, October 2nd, from 5:30 until 6:30 p.m. at the Red Oak First United Methodist Church. That's at 6th and Hammond in Red Oak. Show up, enjoy, and sing loud and proud. Make it a great day, Holly.
KCSI-FM, Valeska.